You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
For those of you who have been following the drama on the TV game show Jeopardy, we went through that, 9 months worth of guest hosts before they picked their executive producer, Mike Richards, to be the new permanent host. That lasted all of 5 tapings before he was fired for inappropriate comments he made on a podcast years ago. Those came back to haunt him.
Yep. Whoops.
He did tape 5 episodes, and they say those will air. So now, guess what we're going back to?
Guest host.
Guest host again, Jeremy.
That sucks for them, huh?
The actor who's on the Special Ones, Mayim Bialik from Big Bang Theory, will take over for 3 weeks, and then we get more guest hosts.
Well, darn it.
Jeremy and I always have laughs every time we see a poll question that is published, because there's always a group of anywhere from 5 to 10% of people whose answer is, don't know.
I don't know.
Do you like eggs? You know, 51% say yes, 44% say no, and 5%, I don't know if I like it.
I'd have to think about it for a while.
It's always, no matter what the question, there are don't know people. You know?
I don't know.
Do you ever breathe during the day? I don't know.
Honestly, I have no idea.
So they went out and they did a poll asking people whether or not they were decisive. Do you see where this is
going?
See
where it's going.
On a poll question of are you or are you not decisive, 9% of people said, I don't know.
That's so good. I honestly have no idea.
Just leave it there. Do you feel like you're a decisive person?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't waffle, which we might talk about here in a minute.
In about, a few seconds. Yeah, I don't really waffle too much. I'm pretty cut and dry.
I found that I used to be very, very decisive, and as I'm getting older, I'm not as decisive. You would think it would go the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think I tend to take more time to think about all the repercussions of every decision
I
make.
Right. I guess
and
maybe...
I used to be... Is it decisive or impulsive? Because I used to be impulsive.
Oh, yeah. Which is it?
I mean, what's the difference?
I feel like I'm more apt to be decisive and make, you know, boom, make a call, do it, because I've got years ahead of me, hopefully, that I don't, if I could fix it if something goes wrong, you know?
Well, that's a good point.
So. Yeah.
I mean, if there's a log jam, I will be decisive. Like, if 2 or 3 people are together, nobody can decide, I don't mind trying to, like, say, all right, look, you guys can't decide, let's just do this.
Right.
And people want that anyway, you know right?
Yeah, yeah. Just tell me what to do.
Anyway, tell me about the waffles. That's a better story.
Yes, one of my favorite delicious breakfast treats. It is National Waffle Day today.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
Do-do-do-do, can't wait to get a mouth waffles.
So really, it just gave me an excuse to play that.
Sure,
so
why not?
There's that. But, you know, speaking of the other treats that they mentioned in that song, they did go out and do a poll of 45,000 people and say, hey, tell me your favorite breakfast food. And waffles actually came in at number 4, Dom. Pancakes and French toast beat out waffles.
Which is like the survey. We did a poll a few months ago about what's the greatest breakfast food?
I do.
And waffles lost to pancakes and French toast in that one,
which
too.
Which I kind of get it. I really do. Pancakes, come on. That's king of the hill.
I agree.
All day long. Anyway, eggs got number 1.
I was all over waffles for several years, but pancakes just eventually stole me right back
so
again.
So good. So good. And then eggs. Like I said, eggs came in number 1, so
I can't quit you, pancakes.
I can't quit you at all. I want to wrap myself up in a pancake. Here is the newest dumb thing that people are doing on TikTok. My God, every time I flipped on the social yesterday, somebody was doing the milk crate challenge.
Explain it to me.
It's where you stack a bunch of milk crates into a pyramid, basically, Dom. You start with 1 on each side and then go 2 on each side, then 3, and then 4, and then you meet in the middle with 7. 7 milk crates right there in the middle, and then you try to walk up the pyramid on one side and then down the other. Walk up the milk crates, down the other.
As you would expect, it's not very stable to do that. You get very shaky, and a lot of people are falling off these things, which I have to admit is really fun to watch. But a lot of people are getting really hurt, too, by doing this. So, of course, doctors everywhere saying, please stop. You can smash your face.
You can break your face. I've got a probing question.
What's that?
Where the hell does one find milk crates?
It's funny because I could do this. It's the one thing I have a lot of. I probably have 30 milk crates.
Why am I not surprised? You keep everything. Why do you have
I put them on
crates?
My shelves in the garage for like tools and stuff or my automotive cleaners. Right. I pull them out. They're all in the garage and
where
in my shed.
Them?
Where do I get them? I got a lot of them from when my parents had a DQ. A lot of their product would come in that.
So you've been holding onto milk crates for years.
Yeah. I have a lot of milk crates. And they're great. You know, I got a pickup truck. You throw a bunch of crap in there and you slide it in the back of your truck and you're right. going to do something. So it feels really early to say this, but right now you could roll into a Starbucks and get yourself a pumpkin spice latte. They're back starting today along with the rest of the fall menu. It's the earliest they've ever started selling it.
We shouldn't be surprised. We've always said that it's going to eventually just be year-round.
Year-round, right? So fall doesn't officially start until September 22nd, but fall's now. It is now.
It will be
put a sweater on.
It will be year-round PSL, and it will be year-round Christmas, both of those.
Yep. Dunkin' brought it back last week. Panera unveiled some fall menu items, too, last week. So, honestly, yes, pull out your sweater. Get your Uggs out and go get a PSL. It's insane. It's too hot. In other news, just for funsies, if you're interested in all this stuff, a couple trailers dropped today. The first trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home, another Spider-Man movie. And then season 2 of The Morning Show on Apple TV, which I am a huge fan of.
That's the one we need to go back and watch.
Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon. That is a tasty, tasty show. It's
okay,
so
Gretch
good.
Watched all of season 1, loved it. You
yes.
watched season 1, loved it. I didn't see
yes.
it, and I knew there was a show that you guys had both loved, and I couldn't remember what mm-hmm. it was.
It's really well done. It's
and she's told me that she'll watch it again. She goes, I'd love to watch that
it's
again.
Good. Well, season 2 is coming out, so
checking
it out, bro. Real quick, here's your Fat America. Lucky Charms is bringing back its marshmallows only cereal. It's going to be popping up here at the end of the month. It actually might be out. It's the 24th. My God. So in each bag, you're just going to find the 8 different heart-shaped marshmallows, and that's all that's in the bag. It's $4. Slurp okay. it down. That might be a good rattle-off. Could you name all the marshmallows shapes?
Pink hearts, yellow clover. Is it yellow clovers?
Green clovers.
Green clovers, pink hearts, green clovers. There's yellow something. Yellow moons?
Oh, this is blue moons.
Blue moons? Well, then apparently I
nope.
don't know. If
here.
We were playing Rattle Off, I would hear this.
Real quick. Hearts, stars, horseshoes, clovers, blue moons, unicorns, rainbows, red balloons. We could do that. That's a hard one, isn't it? I don't know. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find us on the FB. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a video of that TikTok challenge, so you can watch that. And check out this story of a 13-year-old girl in England named Lacey. She is some sort of Disney princess, Dom, because she has a bumblebee as a pet. She found this little bee in the middle of the road with a broken wing like 2 weeks ago. She put it in a little safe spot, and the bee like ended up just clinging onto her. Now the bee will not stop following her around. His wing is healed. She leaves doors and windows open, but he never leaves. He sleeps with Lacey. He follows her to shops. She's taken the bee bowling. It's just completely like latched on to this young girl because she saved the bumblebee.
She's got a bee in her bonnet.
Isn't that cute? Yeah, she literally does. So check it out. It's on her Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Super cute.